Okay, good evening, everyone. We mentioned last night that women are obligated in the mitzvos of the night on Pesach night. Now, I mentioned specifically with regard to matzah that there's a limud in the Gemara. There's a hekesh juxtaposition between the words between the isser of eating chametz and the mitzvah of eating matzah. The Gemara derived there that anybody who's forbidden to eat matzah, to eat chametz rather on Pesach, which includes well, women as well, is anyone who's forbidden to eat chametz is obligated to eat matzah. I mean, the chiyuv of eating matzah, the mitzvah deraisa, the obligatory mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach applies to anyone who's not allowed to eat chametz, women. That wouldn't include other mitzvahs of the Seder necessarily. So, for example, the mitzvah of Sipri Yis Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah of discussing the miracles that surrounded the exodus from Mitzrayim and the storyline of the Shibud and then the Gula, that's not part of that pasuk. That's not derived from that pasuk. So the question is, well, okay, so why? Why are women chayiv in that mitzvah? And if they are, why are they? Now, it's clear that they are. The Shulchan Aruch says clearly that women are chayiv in all the mitzvahs of the night. But the question is why? Now, so there is a rule, there is a concept called afhein hayu ba'oso hanes, that they were part of the miracle, and therefore they should be part of the celebration and part of the observance, like we have by Purim. Women have to hear the Megillah. Afhein hayu ba'oso hanes. They benefited from the miracle Rabbanon concept. Women on a derisa level, that svara wouldn't quite suffice. So maybe they're not obligated to meet the rice. Maybe women are only obligated to meet the Rabbanon to say the Haggadah. So then that's taka how some hold. Some posts can say that way, that women, the chiyuv of women to say the Haggadah is the Rabbanon. But the Sefer HaChinuch says, no, it's the right. He indicates that it's the right, so that they're equal to men. So the question is why? Now, all this is really not really halacha so much, meaning the halacha is clear. You have to say the Haggadah, or we'll get back to, and we'll get to the halacha back in a minute. I just wanted to take a slight detour to try to explain it. Meaning, if we'll say that it's only a chi of the Rabbanon, so fine, we could say afhein hayu boso anes. Since women benefited just as much from its use of time as men, then they're obligated mid Rabbanon. But that's, as I said, that's a svara de Rabbanon. Levincha, at that point, there didn't exist the idea that women are different than men when it comes to mitzvah sasei. That only came with the Torah on Har Sinai, which was 7 weeks later on Shavuos. But at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was no such concept that women are have a different obligation or less of an obligation in mitzvah sasei than a man. So Memelo, the first Pesach, they were obligated. So says Rabbi Yashiv, so when the Torah was given later, and said, and they teaches us that women are not obligated mitzvahs to say, which are time bound, just my grandma, that only applied to mitzvahs that were nischadesh, mitzvahs that were given with the Torah. But a mitzvah that was given before the Torah was given, such as the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzchayim, the God of the Vincha by Yom Leimar, those psukim came before the Torah. They go, look, they're in the Torah, but they came before Matan Torah. They came before the Torah was given on Har Sinai and Chashuas. We already had the mitzvah of the God of the Vincha. At that point, women were equal. So says Rabbi Yashiv, they were equal. So they didn't lose anything. They weren't degraded or demoted or whatever. But their chiyuv wasn't lessened with the giving of the Torah. When the Torah was given, it just said any mitzvah saseh, which is being introduced now, the giving of the Torah. If it's zman grama, if it's time bound, women don't have to do it. But the ones I gave you already, even if they're time bound, such as Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, women have to do. I thought that was like a fascinating pshat, so I thought I'd share it with you. Okay, but so what does that mean? So women have to say the Haggadah, or at least hear the Haggadah. You could be yotzi the Haggadah, shomea ka'onet. If your husband or somebody else at the table is saying over the Haggadah with the purpose, he's saying it out loud with, for other people to hear and listen and fulfill the mitzvah, that would work. But it's still a preference. It's still a preference to say the Haggadah yourself. Okay, so what part of the Haggadah mean? Do you have to say every word from, you know, from cover to cover? And what happens if you have other obligations that night? You not everything's ready for the Suda. I mean, or, you know, you might have done the cooking before, but there's still a lot of last minute things that have to be done on the spot to get the food onto the table at the right time. And what about if you have a young baby that needs your attention? And or would it maybe pulled away from the Seder table at points, it may not be able to sit there the whole time. So the Mishnah Berurah mentions that minimally, what he says, he should be there for Kiddush, and for Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer, which is that's the famous part of the Haggadah, which is shortly before the end of the, shortly before we go to Motzi Matzah, Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer, when we talk about the significance of Pesach Matzah Mara, so from there until the second kos, they should be inside, and of course drink the second kos. We'll get back to that, and then he says also it's a minute that they should be there for the Eser Makos, main blow, the main Makos, the main Nisim that Hashem did related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. I would add, it's appropriate to be there for Manishtana as well, to hear the Iker, because the mitzvah is supposed to be Derech Shailah Tshuva. So the Chara, they should be there also for the Manishtana. And then for the main teretz of the Manishtana, which is like the first three lines after, Abba Bim Hayinu L'Paragim Mitzrayim, Vayosin Hashem L'Kem B'Sham V'Yad Chasakos, until the end of that paragraph. So we have the women there minimally for Kiddush, and they drink the first kos, for Manishtana through Avodah Mayinu, Eser Makos, which is a while later, in case you have to go out in the middle. So Eser Makos is a while later, and then coming back. Matzah, like you mentioned last night, matzah, maror, karech, these women are obligated in, and of course they don't want to miss out on shulchan orech, and then they should try to say at least the halal after, you know, after benching. By benching there's the third kos, and then the halal, and the fourth kos. So the idea is women are obligated in the four koses as well. That's what I'm trying to bring out, or one of them trying to bring out. We never allegate in the four coasts. And the four coasts are not supposed to be done, you know, one after the other, just boom, boom, boom. I couldn't stay around for the Seder, so I'll just bring the four coasts. It's supposed to be a piece halayla. Now, even as I said, even if you can't be for the entire Haggadah, but at least there should be a part of the Haggadah, you know, the first coast by Kiddush, then a part of the Haggadah, and then the second coast with the Chavgadra, which is culmination after Rabbi Gamliel, you know, it culminates a few paragraphs later. The Haggadah, or the main Sipris Yisrael, culminates with the Brach of Gal Yisrael, followed by the second coast. So you do the second coast, and then by benching, you'll do the third coast. And then you should try to do, there's a mitzvah to do halal, to say halal as well at night, and followed by the fourth coast. So these are, as I said, obligations for women as well. Now, when it comes to the Dalet Kosos, let's try to cover it in a nutshell. The Dalet Kosos, for a man, there's a big machlokas whether grape juice is just as good as wine or not just as good as wine. Normally, when it comes to making Kiddush or Havdalah, grape juice, assuming it's authentic grape juice, and that's a separate discussion, but assuming it's authentic Bar Pir Gafen grape juice, and just like in one line, I would say try to avoid the ones that are clearly from concentrate. Okay, that's one line. So grape juice is good enough for Kiddush normally, and for Havdalah, and other mitzvahs that require wine. But when it comes to the four kaisis and by the Seder, there's a machlokas. Some poskim, some gedolia poskim say, same thing, it's just as good. The Brisker Rav, they say, the Chazon Ish, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, gedolia Yisrael, say it's just as good. You could use grape juice in place of wine just as you could year round. However, other gedolia Yisrael, such as Hagoyim Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Hagoyim Rabbi Yashiv, they say no, the Seder is different. And Rav Moshe explains it because there's a concept of being yotze yidei yayin. For that, grape juice would be okay, but also yidei cheirus, that it should be a type of yayin that only a ben chorin drinks, something alcoholic, something that, how alcoholic? So they say at least 4 to 5% alcohol. It doesn't have to be a 12% or a 19% and put you out with the first sip for the rest of the Seder. It's good. It could be a nice, you know, Rashi level alcoholic, which is like you say, 4 to 5% alcoholic, and that's sufficient. So we're saying now it's a machlokas poskim, but even if it's a machmir, first of all, it's sufficient, the wine, the type of wine I just mentioned. And second of all, for women, that idea is less of an ikker. So for a woman, If she finds wine is going to really, you know, cause her a setback, it's going to be difficult to keep her head clear and fulfill the rest of the mitzvahs alive at the same time doing her domestic obligations, then she could drink grape juice. She could drink grape juice. And even for a man who finds wine to be very difficult, even the lighter wines, he finds them very difficult, there are gedolei haposkim, gedolei Yisrael, to rely on that you could drink grape juice. I'm throwing a few things in here at once, but that they should be said. It is a preference, though, that the wine not be mavushal. So I mentioned Rashi. Rashi wines, I mean, they come in both kinds. The smaller bottles, which are easier to find, are mavushal. But Rashi does make the larger size bottles, similar to the Kedem size, which are not mavushal. Kedem as well. The smaller bottles are mavushal, the larger bottles are non-mavushal. So there's a preference. I'm not advertising for any company. I just mentioned the Rashi because I know they make a wine that, you know, that thing. Kenan probably does as well. But in either case, whether it's those companies or any other company, there's a preference to wine that non-mavushal. Now, if you have people at the Seder who are non-observant, then that becomes a bit of a challenge because you have to be careful with the wine not being poured by a person who's not a Mechal Shabbos, who's not a Shomer Shabbos, a person who, Rechman Hatzlan, is a Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesya. You don't want them pouring the wine, and there are other technicalities that could be involved. I'll just say very briefly, even if you poured wine, you pour the wine into a cup of wine that they already drank from, and there's some wine left over, wine that they already poured, I mean they poured it when they drank from it. So, and then they have wine left over in the bottom of their cup, even a little bit. If you pour a bottle of non-mavushal wine into their cup, there's a concept that the status of their wine in their cup, which is a status that we would no longer drink, goes back and affects all the wine. It travels through the flow of wine to the wine in the bottle. So could be a little complicated if you have non-Shomer Shabbos at your table. Could be a little complicated using non-mavushal wine. If you do it, you have to be very careful. But if you don't, if you can get non-mavushal grape juice, it's better than the mavushal. You're yotzei with the mavushal. Don't get me wrong. You're yotzei with the mavushal. But non-mavushal is a preference. Okay, we'll hold it there for now, and we'll, Bez Hashem, we have a couple more nights to discuss Pesach in this week. Hopefully we'll be zocheh to do so. Have a good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Good night. Good night. Bye-bye.